Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One question. Do I feel lucky?
Trolling, trolling, bowling. Keep those hot takes flowing. Never really knowing which way the wind is blowing. He's trolling, trolling, bowling. Trolling, trolling, bowling.
Go ahead. Make my day.
It's time now for...
They call you Trollin' Volin? You look like it.
Trollin' Volin.
Who the hell is Ben Volin anyway?
I don't know what to tell you, buddy.
It's the Ben Volin Football Hour.
Turf derp, like I get it.
On WEEI.
Volin is like legitimately fired up today. He's like pissed off, actually. I don't know what's going on. He's complaining about Twitter. He's complaining about just life, traffic. I mean...
Deep breaths today.
Well, what is happening?
Deep breaths. Serenity now.
The things you were saying about your wife. My goodness.
Jeez.
Shh, don't tell her. Don't tell her. Serenity now. You know, I'm here with you guys. I'm here in the studio, and that just puts a smile on my face.
Are you upset that Patriots fans are happy? Is that what's driving you the other way?
Are you growing that out, or are you going to get? Are you just delaying the haircut?
Delaying the haircut. Yeah, I mean,
it's taking
why not?
On a world of its own.
You know, if you got the curls, if you got the hair at my age, you got to go with it. Let it flow. You know.
WEI's draft coverage brought to you by Zooty and by Town Fair Tire. And Volans here for the hour. If you want to yell at Ben, 617-779-7937. But mostly, other than Danny from Quincy yelling at Curtis early in the show, it's mostly happy Patriots fans. I mean, a couple gripes here or there, but do you get that vibe as well? That like, this has been an A-plus from the Patriots from a fan perspective.
I mean, that was my column today on A1 of the Globe, which I'm sure you read. I'm sure you picked up the print edition.
Hasn't been retracted yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet, but... Yeah, I mean, this is like Christmas morning and a birthday party all rolled into one for Patriots fans. You know, spending tons of money in free agency, new tight ends, new receivers, a new edge rusher. Then you're going out and drafting the franchise quarterback. I mean, what more could fans want? This was Bill showing humility. This was Bill putting away his "I'm smarter than you" persona and saying, you know what, I'm an every fan now. You know what, we need a quarterback, let's go get a quarterback. We need receivers, let's go get receivers. And not value ones, we're going to pay for real receivers and real tight ends. So to me, this is all an example of how Belichick's been humbled by the last year. And he's ready to, you know, kind of do what the fans want or do what the ownership wants.
Well, let's go to Mac. I mean, what evidence do you have that this has been Bill's guy all along? Did he love Mac Jones in particular, or would he have taken Fields? Had he slipped there? What was their plan going in?
Yeah, I definitely don't get the sense that it was like Mac Jones or bust for them in this draft. If Mac Jones was truly, quote, their guy, they would have done what the Bears did and traded up two spots, you know, to make sure they get him. I think it was a case of, well, he's sitting there for us. Robert, you want me to take the quarterback? Fine, I'll take the quarterback. Well, I'll make everyone happy. So, and I think if Mac Jones were off the board, I think Belichick would have happily taken a cornerback or a tackle or, you know, some other position. So I don't think Mac Jones was their guy. I think it was, again, another example of Bill being humbled and saying, all right, fine, you guys want the quarterback? We'll take this kid. He's safe. Nick Saban developed him. We know he's not going to be an abject failure. He might not be a superstar, but he's got a higher floor and a lower ceiling. So we'll just take him, and if that's what will make people happy. So I don't get the sense that he's, quote, their guy.
I can't understand that. So for the first time in his life, he uses a first-round pick on a quarterback. It happens to be the guy, the only pro day he visited was to see Mac Jones throw the ball. He was coached by his closest confidant at any level in Nick Saban. And you think it was just happenstance that he was there, they took him, that's it.
I think their plan was, well, if Mac Jones is there, and I don't know if Fields is in that equation too. Maybe they looked at it as, well, we think one of those two guys will fall to us and we'll take him. And if not, we'll move on. We'll take best player available and we'll get Davis Mills in the second round or Kyle Trask or whatever. I really don't get the sense that Mac Jones was like, we got to have Mac Jones. This is the guy.
If they were interchangeable or if they were fine taking the kid from Stanford, then why didn't they do that?
Or trade back.
Right.
Because I think they view Mac Jones as a better player. And I think some of it is, look, I don't know that there was pressure from ownership, but I mean, would it be surprising that Robert was like, Bill, just take a quarterback this year? Like,
I can't. This is what everybody yesterday afternoon and evening that I heard talking about this. We're all complaining, saying that this is clearly that Kraft has taken over the franchise and Belichick's not making a decision. He went to the pro day. He loves Alabama guys.
Charlie Weiss talked him up on our show in February.
And he specifically gave false information to Tommy Curran. I'm serious about Jones, that he rightfully, because he got the information, went out there and said that they weren't interested in him. He's a second round talent. He's a nobody. He's a nothing. And then he falls to 15.
Now, that could be Belichick planting false information, or maybe that shows you what some people inside the building actually think of Mac Jones. And again, that he wasn't, well, we got to make sure we get. If Mac Jones was truly their guy, you don't wait around till 15 to make sure you get him.
Why not?
They did take him in 2 minutes. Like, it was off the board quick, right? The clock started and they rushed to the podium,
absolutely,
so to speak.
Absolutely. But if you want to make sure you get him, you make sure you get him. You don't let other teams have the opportunity to swoop in,
but if they were
and steal him in front of you.
But if they didn't really like him, as you said, you'd wait 10 minutes and hear if a team calls you and gives you a great offer.
No, I don't think it's they don't. I do think they like him. But
the value there, that was as valuable a spot in the draft at that point with one quarterback remaining of the top five. Before they even count down the 10-minute clock in between picks, you were already on the phone with Mac Jones. And there was a report that Mac Jones spoke to someone that if any team called to trade up, that he had to call and tell the Patriots.
That was an actual report? I thought that was just one of our callers earlier.
I heard that somewhere. I don't know. I'm losing my mind.
Well, that was earlier on our show.
Well, if Danny from Quincy says it, I mean, it's got to be true.
I mean, he's taken over when Belichick retires.
I don't think that was an actual report.
But no, I mean, honestly,
it's more fun if we say it is.
If he was the guy, we have to come out of this first round with Mac Jones. Why would you sit there at 15 and wait for him?
Yeah, but that's kind of weak. I mean, you could say that about any pick then. Like, was nobody their guy unless they traded up to get him? I mean,
well, I don't think the Patriots ever box themselves into a corner where they say, we have to get this guy in the first round.
Not even remove the Patriots. Like, every draft pick, you can say that that was a risk if you're picking at 62 or 28 to take that guy because he could have gone ahead of you.
What did they do with Barmore yesterday? Belichick said we couldn't believe that the number one defensive tackle was still on the board, so they traded up and got him. They moved up five spots and overpaid, gave up too much for it to make sure they get him. If Mac Jones is truly your guy, we have to get him no matter what. This is the future of our franchise. You don't sit and wait until 15.
Why? Because that worked.
It did work, but what if it didn't? You don't know that it's going to work.
Unless they had talked to all the teams ahead of them and said, hey, call us. Keep us. If somebody's trying to trade up, we want in.
Okay, but who's to say that the Patriots, why is the Chargers at 13? Why do they care if the Patriots get Mac
Jones? I think
Jones?
You're just butthurt because you didn't pick the right guy that would come to the Patriots, and you now can't believe that he was actually in their plans. I'm serious.
That's true. Who was the mock? I had
Trey Lance, who went third.
Yeah, what an
idiot.
Yeah. Should have known he was going to go third.
Well, to your point, though, Belichick didn't, and this may be tactical by Bill, I guess, but he didn't sound like overly giddy talking about Mac. I mean, he certainly talked him up to some extent. But Cam's our quarterback. We'll see if he's able to compete. It still very much sounded like Cam's team to Bill.
I did hear on one of the radio shows yesterday, they were saying, well, Bill doesn't really want this pick because he's not nearly as enthusiastic about Mac Jones as he was about Jimmy Garoppolo. And that's all hogwash. That whole argument is hogwash. The circumstances are far different. Jimmy was a second-round pick coming from Eastern Illinois, and you had an established Tom Brady here, so there was no, you know, worry about Jimmy like coming in and taking his job right away. So Bill was free, and clearly there were things going on there with Brady and Belichick already. So Bill was clearly willing to talk him up. Whereas now there's so much hype with taking a first round pick. There's not another quarterback standing in his way. I mean, Cam Newton, but not really. So of course Belichick is going to try to temper expectations and say Cam's our quarterback. He's not just going to hand the job to Mac Jones. That's never been Bill's MO. So I don't read into anything about Bill trying to, you know, minimize the Mac Jones selection. He's just trying to tamper expectations and do what he usually does with these picks. And not let them get a big head and not let the media and fans, you know, start running with it. So the fact that he was downplaying Mac Jones, that's coach speak to me.
He's a pocket passer. He went to Alabama, obviously, and played for Saban. He gets compared to Brady quite a bit. What do you think about these Brady comparisons and the fact that they went back to a guy, if that's a bad comparison, at least he's of that mold. Does it mean stylistically Cam was just like a fluke, a short-term, we needed somebody desperately? Why do they go back to this style of quarterback?
Well, I think they were just willing to take whoever came to them.
That is such a dumb thought.
Why is that such a dumb thought?
That's hard to believe.
Take whoever comes to them?
Isn't this their type of guy?
I don't know for sure, but you're telling me if Fields was sitting there at 15 and not Mac Jones, that they wouldn't have taken Justin Fields?
They would have traded out.
How do you know that?
I think Michael Lombardi's telling the truth that they didn't have Fields graded highly.
Didn't Michael Lombardi say Mac Jones was going third to San Francisco?
Right.
Yeah, so Patriots.
But is he unimpeachable?
On the Patriots, I think he is. I think he gets intel on them and how they feel about certain guys.
I find it shocking to believe that you think it's just whoever fell is who they were going to take.
It does seem that way, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't, because they're people. If you don't want to listen to Michael Lombardi, listen to Charlie Weiss, who has said from the beginning, we talked to him whenever it was, months ago, and he said that Mac Jones is the guy. He is perfect for their offense, pinpoint precision throwing, smart guy, perfect for the system.
Yeah, because I think in the end of the day, your quarterback needs to be able to operate from the pocket, and whatever he can do with the legs is kind of a bonus. So you still need accuracy and decision-making. So when you say go back to that style, I think Belichick has always valued that. Will you agree with me the only reason they signed Cam Newton last year was because he was available?
Oh, of course.
Not necessarily because they loved his style of play.
Last year, I'm learning to accept, while somewhat cautiously, that it was a total throwaway reset year. I mean, they had no interest in winning any games. They didn't have any talent on any part of the field, and they had the worst quarterback in the NFL. Totally agree. But they know they have to get better quick. They know that they have to turn this around. Robert doesn't want to wait forever for a rebuild. And the one thing that proved to me was in Burt Breer's report that Ken brought up today, where they did not make a single call to the people ahead of them to trade up while they were on the clock before they took Justin Fields. And all they needed...
You mean Mac Jones?
No, the people that were...
Just to reset this, here's what Burt Breer's reporting in SI. One team they'd talked to in the top 10 called them ahead of picking, and their basic response about having an interest in trading up was, quote, we're good, talking about the Patriots. Similarly, when the Giants were on the clock at 11 and the Bears were coming up for Fields, the New York brass didn't get so much as a phone call from Foxborough. Well, that's Bert saying they were not calling the Giants, they were not, whatever team this was, Carolina.
So they were happy to take whoever fell to them, and if no quarterbacks were there, they would have taken an offensive tackle.
Would have taken to get to 11 was trading 15 and your third round pick and your second round pick. That goes to the Giants. The Giants would get 15 in the third, and you would get their 12th pick. 11th pick and their third round pick for the 15th pick and the Patriots' second round pick. That is the math equation of the trade value chart. So all they would have had to do was drop about 40 spots in the draft in the second to third round in order to acquire Justin Fields. They did not think that Justin Fields was their guy. They knew, according to their intelligence, a team that does due diligence, sometimes just for the sake of due diligence, they knew that those teams were going to take Fields first, that they knew that 13 and 14 were not going to be drafting a quarterback.
Okay, but they didn't know that Washington wouldn't try to trade up ahead of them, New Orleans,
yes,
Pittsburgh.
They were close enough with the Mac Jones camp that if there was a team to trade up and try to acquire them, that they were going to jump in and try and top the offer. Like, I don't think that I can't believe, as much as I have criticized Bill Belichick for the handling of Tom Brady and the things that I deeply disagree with, he is not dumb. He is not flippant. He is not impulsive. He's the opposite of impulsive. He is patient, doesn't panic, and that's to a fault in many instances, but I believe that Mac Jones was the guy, and everything I've read about him makes me think that even more. Like, he's perfect for their system.
Yes, I think they like him, and I think Belichick is comfortable taking him at 15. Do you really think in your heart of hearts that that's what Bill wanted to do, take a quarterback at that spot? and all the hype that comes with a first-round pick and all the expectations. And now we're going to be grilling him every day. Why is Cam still playing? Why isn't Mac Jones playing? And all the eyeballs at camp. And we're going to be charting his passing stats. And they're going to be putting him up, you know, they're going to be hyping him up in the pro shop. You think Bill really wanted that?
I think
would he have preferred to take a tackle at 15 and let's take Davis Mills in the second.
So you're saying he no longer has final say on football matters?
I think this year there's more of a collaboration as
this was a Kraft pick. Kraft made this pick.
I think there was some pressure on Bill to take the quarterback, make the fan base happy. Yeah, I mean, would that be surprising to you?
Is that surprising? Is that informed?
And no, it's my hunch, and I think it's probably part and parcel with free agency. Kraft saying, okay, Bill, you want to spend all this money? Well, then you're getting a quarterback too in the draft. I'm going to make you happy, and you're going to make me happy.
By the way, get to the phones on this in a second. Do you believe Mac Jones was Bill's guy, and would he have taken Fields if he fell? 617-779-7937. Round 4 is underway. Patriots pick 15th in this round. The Jets have just taken a running back, Michael Carter from North Carolina.
If they wanted him, why did they wait till the fourth round?
But now, this Jets draft is all offense. Zach Wilson, second. Elijah Vera Tucker, the guard from USC, 14th, right before the Patriots. Elijah Moore, the slot receiver from Ole Miss, 34th. Now they get a running back. Loading up on offense, your New York Jets.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Absolutely. And ultimately, it still is going to come down to Zach Wilson and whether he's any good. And, I mean, this is a totally unfair evaluation, but I just can't help shake that he's Sam Darnold 2.0. I mean, they're like carbon copies of each other, just physically. And, how many quarterbacks have the Jets cycled through in the last decade plus? And I know it's a new regime now and all that, but it's still going to come down to Zach Wilson. And again, of these four guys they picked, two of them are probably going to pan out. So
probably
I wouldn't call it like loading up by adding a fourth round running back.
All right, fair enough. Let's see if Mike in Wakefield wants to yell at Ben Mullen. Hi, Mike.
Can you not find anyone else that wants to work on Saturday mornings, or is this sort of like therapy for you guys?
Are you on a speaker, Mike? Mike, you can barely hear you. Where are you?
It's 2021. Get a better phone, buddy.
Yeah, I'm on speaker.
There you go. Thank you.
All right. I said, can you guys not find anybody that wants to work on Saturday mornings, or is this like therapy for you and Curtis because you got to work with Wiggy all week?
Jim McBride turned us down. You're correct.
So here's what I'm saying, right? I like Mac Jones. I like the pick. And Curtis, you brought up some great points earlier. The most important qualities you want in your quarterback is accuracy and poise and brains. Make the right decisions down the field. And I don't care if you can't throw the ball 40, 50 yards down the field accurately. If you can throw it down the field 10, 15 yards at a time, dink and dunk like Brady did for 20 years, you can win. If you can do that effectively, you don't have to make that long bomb down the field. You know, but honestly, as far as like, did they want Mac Jones? No, I think Ben's right. I think they just kind of took what came to them. I mean, personally, I would have taken Micah Parsons at 15 and then taken like Kellen Mond or maybe like Davis Mills in the second round.
Well, obviously
he wasn't there.
Parsons went to 12 with the Dallas, but yeah, I mean, I could see Bill have wanting to take Jalen Phillips, the pass rusher from Miami that went a couple picks later. He went to Miami. Flores got.
Yep, yep.
I could definitely see Bill in there saying, oh, there's some defensive players here that could make a difference. Obviously, defense is on his mind. He went there in rounds 2 and 3.
And bad news for the Patriots, Darren Hall is gone. He's going to the Falcons.
No.
You have no idea who that is?
Nope.
No, not Darren Hall. Yeah, I mean, look, waiting around for the fifth quarterback and waiting for him to drop to you at 15 is not, that's a risky strategy. I mean, Dwayne Haskins fell to Washington at 15 and like, what did that tell you? How many teams passed over him? So the fact that, you know, Mac Jones is being passed over, quarterback needy teams don't want him, and he just happens to be there for the Patriots, and they're like, all right, you know what? We'll take him. Like,
do you think Cam starts all year?
No.
Oh, you don't?
Definitely not. No, I think it's only a matter of time before Mac Jones overtakes him, whether that's Mac plays better in practice or Cam just plays his way out of the job. I wouldn't be surprised if week one Cam Newton's a starter, but wasn't the whole point of Mac Jones was he's more ready now to play than the other guys, doesn't need as much seasoning, if you will. And so I do think he'll play, but again, Belichick's going to do his best to tamper expectations and not let him get a big head and not let Patriots fans' imaginations run wild.
Well, is Bill then upset, as you tweeted out, the number one jerseys, the Mac jerseys are for sale right now. Is he upset that this is possibly creating drama between Cam and Mac?
No, and it's really not creating drama, because who in New England wants Cam Newton? I mean, there are probably a couple fans who are saying he's, you know, he's getting a raw deal.
Yeah, we work with one. He's very loud.
But everyone's on board with Mac Jones. Like, in San Francisco, you've got a controversy. Most of the locker room likes Jimmy, and I don't know about the fan base, but the players like Jimmy. And so now every time Garoppolo throws an interception or even an incompletion, all the fans are going to be, you know, clamoring, let's see Trey Lance. Why are we wasting our time here with Garoppolo? Lance is the future.
This is bizarro world. I'm now like Captain Sunshine. Like, I think Trey Lance is 20. He's not going to be playing this year. He's not a factor. He's played one game last year in FCS. I think everybody knows it's going to be a project. But with the Patriots, I don't hear the same sentiment outside of these walls, outside of the shows I've listened to. The media is like searching so deeply to find a rift now that all of a sudden Robert Kraft is going to tell Bill Belichick, you have to take a quarterback in the first round.
He told Belichick, you have to trade Jimmy Garoppolo.
All right, that was, and then we believe that he sided with Bill and Tom Brady left. So now you're going to say that you sided with Bill for 1 year, and now it's back to the S storm that it was before?
Well, I think he still sides with Bill. Bill wants to sign 20 free agents. Okay, Bill, I'll let you do it. But you know what? You got to get me a quarterback. We can't do another season of Cam Newton.
So the groceries. Kraft made the pick. Kraft made the pick.
That's
not
clearly
saying that.
What you're insinuating.
No, I don't think Kraft said you have to go get a quarterback right now at 15. But
so
I think,
what did he say?
I think he said you need to get a quarterback this draft. And if Mac Jones is sitting there,
well, that's
we're
totally
take him.
Different. Then if you have to get a quarterback this draft, you can take Kellen Mond, you can take Kyle Trask, you can take whoever.
Sure. I think it was clear in the first couple rounds he had to take a quarterback.
Wow. And,
If Mac Jones is your guy, you trade up two spots to go get him. You make sure you get him. You don't wait around and make sure, you know, and see if he falls to you.
So after Trey Lance went, there was like six picks in a row where nobody took a quarterback, or nine. So why didn't who traded up for Justin Fields?
The Bears.
Why didn't the Bears trade up to seven? Well, they really wanted him.
I think once they saw that it was there at 10 or whatever, they made the move. I mean,
but to 12?
To 11.
To 11. Okay, so from the third pick was a quarterback.
Well, because maybe they didn't want to give up the farm. Maybe they wanted him, but they didn't want to give up four first-round picks.
But under your logic, you should always move up to get a player.
But they did, and they gave up next year's. Didn't they give up a first-round pick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, but my point is that it went from 4 through 10. There was not a quarterback taken.
Okay, well, the Bears were at 20, so to jump from 20 to 5, what's that going to cost you?
I'm just saying you can't say if you really wanted him, you have to move up. That doesn't make sense because they moved up to 11. From 4 through 11, 4 through 10, nobody took a quarterback.
You're saying Bill liked him, didn't love him. If he loved him, he trades up. He likes him enough that he passed off on it, but Kraft mostly urged him this direction.
And it's just a coincidence. The one guy that was on the board and the guy they took is his best friend in sports.
Well, that probably helped.
I mean,
probably helped Kraft's case.
Absolutely. And yeah. And
you're
that,
believing this
that
now?
Made,
I'm starting
made,
to believe
that
it.
That
oh
made Belichick
God,
more comfortable.
Where is reason?
I mean, Kraft did get Jimmy traded, so... Quarterbacks are his thing. I mean, that's like his fetish.
And you can't see it. You can't see a tit.
I would stay away from the fetishes.
Oh, I didn't mean that.
You can't see a tit for tat scenario where.
Jeez, now we're getting into that.
Where
reason will prevail.
Kraft allows Belichick to spend all that money. Kraft didn't do that comfortably. He doesn't
Whose
like
fetishes tit for tat.
All right, now we're just off the rails.
Let's go to John and Gardner. John, do you believe Kraft made the pick?
I wouldn't be totally shocked. You know, there's a lot of things I don't know about this draft. But do you guys think, how many people have said, well, he's not Tom Brady, but he's Tom Brady? You know what I mean? The type of quarterback and so forth. He's not Tom Brady, but he's that type of quarterback. Do you think that will be kind of more difficult for him as opposed to, say, a Justin Fields, who is a different style of quarterback? And yet, you know, you say you don't want to be the guy replacing the guy, right? Even though we had Cam in between there. This kid's going to be viewed as Tom's replacement, especially since he's viewed as being the same type of player. You know what I mean?
That's a good point, John.
No question. And Mac Jones 2 years ago posted the photo on Twitter of him shirtless and next to Brady shirtless too. And
I know.
I mean, the comparisons are going to be there. So absolutely, Bill already, you can tell, is trying to, you know, dampen the hype about Mac Jones being the next Tom Brady. And a comparison to Brady is insane. Whenever I hear a quarterback is like Tom Brady, that just means he can't run and he doesn't look good with his shirt off. Because Brady is the most clutch, like stone cold killer of a quarterback ever. And so,
and this guy was a first round pick, didn't slide that far, and was a national champion. Brady's obviously the backup.
Absolutely.
Chip on his shoulder.
Sixth round pick, you know, replaced at Michigan, all that stuff. So the only comparison is because he's a good pocket passer and he's not a good athlete. And he looks bad with his shirt off, but it's really unfair to call him the next Brady, but that's what's going to happen.
All right. Derek in Boston disagrees with you. Hi, Derek.
Hey guys, how's it doing?
Good.
I don't know who said it. I think it might have been Curtis about how Kraft made the pick, not Belichick. But I don't know.
No, Volen.
Ben
please,
Volen
please.
Said it.
Ben Volen said that.
Okay, so I don't know if you saw the whole war room video and stuff, but when they were both the pick, I think it was Wolf and one other guy.
You're breaking up. We've seen the war room video.
Yeah, and not staged at all. Totally organic.
Totally Curtis organic. Yelled at me for this earlier.
Where Belichick goes around the room. Matt, are you okay with the pick? Elliot, are you okay with the pick? Let's sit around and collaborate. I mean, totally organic. not staged at all.
Now, for 2 hours, Curtis ridiculed me for having a conspiracy theory, like I'm Alex Jones, that this might have happened. This could have happened. Staged. Orchestrated, maybe even recreated.
Curtis, I never knew you to be naive. This is really shocking to me.
You think Bill Belichick on draft night said, okay, let's fake this for the camera and talked like that because he was told to by Robert Kraft? You think he willingly took part in a propaganda video to help the image of the team?
Mm-hmm. To help the image of him. What's been the criticism? He goes rogue. He doesn't listen to anyone. He just relies on his buddies, which, frankly, is what he's doing with his draft as well.
Do you think that Bill Belichick gives a damn about how he's perceived?
Yes. This whole offseason has been proof of that.
Yep, Kraft certainly does. You would admit that. They're very PR conscious now. Very PR conscious.
So how did that manifest itself?
And by the way, do you hear Mac Jones' voice on the other side of the phone in those conversations?
Let's play this out. So what time was this done? When did they release the video?
I don't know. The video wasn't released until the day later.
Yeah, Friday morning or something.
So Friday morning or Thursday night, probably. They wrap up everything for the day. They did their final press conference, and they go in and they take their seats. How does that manifest itself? So they have, who's directing it?
I don't know. The Patriots videographer.
Well, the Patriots. Yeah, same Kraft guy that was in Cincinnati.
He's fired.
He owes them one.
You think Mondillo was back there?
Mondillo came back, yeah.
Yeah, he came in for the third round. But so you really think that they're sitting there, and Bill Belichick willingly takes part in a skit?
Yes.
Their whole
organization is all about like appearances, and Belichick saying Cam's our starter. The whole thing is an act.
Curtis, what did you see live during the draft? What did you see in the war room? Two people.
I don't even know what I saw.
Bill
and
Matt.
Even land on the moon? I mean, honest to God, I feel like Oscar when Jim and Pam go on their honeymoon, and he's the only one that's sane in the office.
All right, we got a trend, a lot of calls on this. Ben Volen believes Robert Kraft made the pick.
And?
Do you agree?
He believes that Bill Belichick willingly took part in a skit to make it appear that he was more team-friendly and collaborative.
Correct. 617-779-7937. It's the Ben Volen Show. Fitzy and Mega 1-4. Patriots pick 15th in round 4. Right now, the pick is in for the Bengals at 4. We'll keep you updated. Should New England make their selection? But here's what's trending.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're back to the Ben Volen Football Hour on EEI.
It's the Ben Volen Football Hour, noon to 1, most Saturdays, sometimes 11 to 12. Coming to an end in a few weeks after the schedule was released, so get your licks in on Ben here while you can, and then hopefully back in the fall. But Ben was in Cleveland, vaccinated, went to Cleveland, live coverage. Did you talk to Mac Jones while you were out there?
Yes.
Oh, got to get his mic on. There we go, Nicky.
Let's put the mic on. There we go. Yeah, so I was out there Thursday for the draft, and I did. I ran into Mac Jones after he was drafted. They brought them into a different building, and they did a whole media tour. Mostly NFL partners and like Sirius XM, but then at the end they did press conference, and I ran into him in the hallway, and I was just like, "Hey, I'm Ben Volen from the Boston Globe," and he's like, "Oh, hey," and you know, we shook hands and we chatted for like 2 seconds. I said, "Hey, Matt, can I just get a quick picture?" And then his handler, I don't know if it was his guy or someone from the NFL, just a very rude stiff arm and just kind of shooed me off and like, "No, we don't have time for you." And I'm like, "I am the Boston Globe. Do you know who you're talking to?"
No, he had no idea.
So
you've asked Goodell the same question 8 years in a row. How did I not know you?
Honestly. So I got a very rude stiff arm from. I'm gonna assume that it was just like an NFL guy, and he knew he had to whisk Mac through all his responsibilities. But interestingly, they did have to do all these interviews, and I was told by the guys who were doing them that Mac did the fewest of any of the prospects there. So the Patriots, they've already gotten to him.
Well, how was Cleveland? Did you take advantage of the freedom? You got a couple days away from the family.
I did, and it was nice walking around downtown, outdoors, distance, not wearing a mask, and not getting too many weird looks from people. I think that's starting to become more of the norm. People are accepting that you can walk around without a mask, and you know they're not going to shame you. So that was good. It was a little depressing. I mean, Cleveland as a city itself is a little depressing. Then you add in a pandemic from the past year. There's just a lot of shuttered restaurants and storefronts, and we really need like a Save Our Cities type of movement here, because it's not just Cleveland. I mean, it's Boston,
that's
too.
That's just Cleveland. Cleveland was like pre-pandemic.
Cities in general have really been struggling.
It's because we listened to you when we closed everything.
Don't get back in that.
By the way, quick aside, Doug Kayed reported... I don't know what's playing.
I don't know. It's my phone. Sorry. Go ahead.
Doug Kayed reported this morning that the Patriots didn't want Amon St. Brown...
the receiver.
Because he's redundant with Jacoby Myers.
Well, Jacoby's good. He had a good year.
Yeah, he's a solid player. Okay. I don't see receiver as big a need as everyone else does, because I think receiver is like a secondary position in this offense. I don't think they want the Julio Jones, the big alpha on the outside. They spent their money on Bourne and Aguilar, and they've got Jacoby Myers and Gunnar Olszewski, and we'll see what they do with N'Keal Harry. I don't think it's the worst idea to bring him back for one more year and see what he can do, but...
Is it really pointless to have a receiver at all when you have Cam as your quarterback?
Well, I mean, a little bit. And I think, you know, again, it's going to change when Mac Jones is the quarterback, and hopefully Mac Jones can start feeding wide receivers, but...
What week are we seeing Mac Jones?
That's a good question. I would need to see the schedule in the bye week, but I'm going to say, like, week 7. I do think by October, November is when we'll see Mac Jones.
By the way, Patriots are 5 picks away here in round number 4. We'll bring you that pick when it comes. But big news today, Ben Volen reporting. per multiple sources, Robert Kraft made the selection.
Now you're just going to get me in trouble. Now you're trying to cause trouble. Okay, not report that.
But you believe Kraft very much wanted them to take a quarterback, maybe Mac Jones specifically, maybe not. But he nudged Bill along the quarterback direction at 15.
That is what I believe, yes. Right.
And the NFL hates the Boston Globe.
Correct. No. Yes, maybe.
David in the car. David.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. So, this is my opinion. They wanted Mac Jones. Belichick wanted Mac Jones. I don't care what anybody says. Ben, I'm sorry. The Crafts have nothing to do with this because, you know, when you go 20 years winning the way you did, that style of play. Now, think about it. All the dominating quarterbacks in Super Bowls over the years, how many quarterbacks really have won and dominated the type of... you know, run around, you know, like, what's his name from Kansas City?
Mahomes.
Not too many. Mahomes, I'm sorry, thank you. So my thing is, they didn't want Justin Fields. That's not what New England wants. That's not the fit for New England. New England does not play that style of a game. And I firmly believe that Mac Jones will be the starter by the fourth or fifth week, not 7 or 8 weeks. He's going to win out the job, and don't be surprised. I would not be surprised that Cam ends up getting traded up in June, after June.
Yeah, could that happen? Could Cam be released or traded?
The Patriots would probably need a better backup option because I don't think Stidham would be a good backup. So,
Brian Hoyer.
Maybe, but
Gardner Minshew?
Again, I want maybe Minshew. I don't see why the Jaguars would trade Minshew.
No?
He's why? Because he's young and plays for the league minimum, and he started 37 games or however many games. Like, he's a good, quality, cheap backup. Why would you give that
up? Well, you're rebuilding, and theoretically, you get a nice draft pick for him or something of the future.
At this point, you're only getting a nice 2022 draft pick.
But so. That class, isn't 2022 coveted? People were saying it's gold because you're going to have tape on these guys, and it's a new year.
The talent pool this year is so shallow that it is going to be deeper next year, but who knows? I mean, no one knows what the 2022 class is going to look like, but I don't know.
Cam could be cut. And the Cam...
He's not going to be cut.
The Cam-Mac dynamic will be fascinating, you think?
Absolutely.
Have you seen the Instagram post today from Cam Newton where he quotes Kendrick Lamar... Lamar Kendrick, what is it?
It's Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar lyric, and he's looking at himself in the mirror, and he says... Belichick didn't make that pick. Kraft forced him.
You know what? I don't know if I probably wouldn't expect Cam to reach out and totally embrace Mac Jones, but I'd be curious to know, does Tom Brady reach out to Mac Jones and give him pointers?
Try to create a wedge.
Not even a wedge. Just like, hey, here's what to expect. Congratulations.
I love this bowling. This is a great bowling.
Why would Tom Brady call Mac Jones?
I don't know. I don't know if you remember this, but Tom Brady played here for 20 years. He's only been gone for 1 year.
So you think that's
to congratulate him?
Why?
I don't know, because he's going to be the next quarterback of the New England Patriots, where Brady spent 2 decades of his life.
I don't know.
And Brady knows the organization intimately. You don't think he would call him up and say, "Hey, here's what to expect. Here's what you should look out for."
That feels a little bit like Danielle taking the ladies out before they came in studio.
Let's go to Alan Everett, our buddy, who wants to come at Curtis. I think today. Hi, Al.
No, you know, Curtis, my boy, because, you know, it's amazing to me, Curtis, that you're on top of this stuff longer than anyone, especially on that morning show all week. And all of a sudden, I mean, you're bashing Belichick, rightfully so, for making the biggest blunder in sports history, trying to trade Brady, and then doing what he did to him at the end. Let's get something straight. First of all, Ben Volen's on it. He's got it right. I don't know if Kraft told them verbatim you have to take a quarterback, but I think they wanted a quarterback. There's no question about it. Listen, why wouldn't they? You don't win without a quarterback. But besides that, can we stop using the premise, Curtis, that Kraft sided with Belichick? Brady went to Kraft, remember, and said, I talked to Bill yesterday, I can't do it anymore. You know, the Krafts wanted him here. He said, "I'm leaving. It doesn't matter what you say to Bill."
Al,
they would have kept him.
Kraft did say
he's happy with Belichick already for the last year and a half.
Al,
let's get that straight.
Al, can I just give a very quick? Al, I love you. You have great sandwiches. You're a good guy. Let me give you a quick explanation. The reason why I have moved on from the Belichick disdain is because it's over. Tom won. It's over. I'm not going to sit here for the rest of my life and hate the Patriots because they screwed Tom Brady. Tom Brady won a Super Bowl. It was phenomenal, outstanding. And today, it is the best of both worlds. I have a Patriots team with the quarterback of the future building toward a title, and I have Brady in his final year trying to win one more back-to-back, 8 titles and retire. They are both at very different places.
Patriots fans don't want you back on their side. Not at all. Stabbed them in the back for the last year?
There is one person who stabbed the Patriots in the back, and his name rhymes with Belichick.
Nope. Tom Brady chose to leave.
Who is it? Whose name rhymes with Belichick?
Bills.
But Ben, Cam in training camp, 3 games, 3 preseason games. Mac Jones gets how much time to prove that he's better or can play or compete? Or Cam just gets it? Early in the season, he's the guy, and there's no debate.
Well, day one of training camp. Cam gets it, no question.
Yep.
He's the starter. He's got 6 weeks to hold off Mac Jones. I think it's in play. If Mac Jones is clearly the better quarterback after 6 weeks of training camp, Bill's going to play him. Bill is going to play his best quarterback. He's not going to do what the Dolphins did last year and, like, play you know, the fan favorite or play, you know, just the worst quarterback because that's what he wants to do. Bill knows you got to play your best players. It's a weird look in your locker room if you don't. So if Mac Jones goes out there and runs circles around Cam Newton, he's playing. But I just don't. I think Bill is trying to temper expectations. And what are the odds that a rookie is going to pick things up that quickly? So, you know, it's going to be an open competition. I would expect close to a 50-50 split of reps.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And Mac Jones will have the opportunity. And if he is better, if he just picks up the system better, if he's making tighter throws, he's going to play.
We'll get your take on Barmore and Perkins, and the Patriots are just four picks away. We'll get that pick to you. But real quick, Curtis.
So I have some very shocking social media news. Cam Newton's post has been liked 79,184 times. It has not been liked by Jermaine Wiggins.
Whoa.
Is he already done with him?
Is he out on Cam?
I don't know. Maybe he doesn't like Lamar.
He's going to be like getting a Bears Fields jersey. That'll be all year with Wiggy. Just how did Fields play yesterday?
Wiggy, who wanted to pay Cam Newton $25 million this year.
Right. Oh. That was not a good one.
More of the Ben Volen Show and the Patriots' fourth-round pick on the way.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
More off-season football talk. Now, this is the Ben Volen Football Hour on EEI.
Ben Volen Football Hour here, part of the Ken and Curtis Show. The Patriots pick is in. Their fourth round selection overall in the draft. It's pick number 120. It is a running back out of Oklahoma. His name is Ramondre Stevenson. Ben, you know anything about this guy?
Just what I've looked up on him in the last couple minutes. He's huge. He's a big, big physical running back. Looks like he's listed at 6 feet, anywhere between 235 and 245. So that's a big physical runner. Doesn't look like he's much of a pass catcher, only 28 catches in the last 2 years. So I thought they need someone to kind of understudy James White for a year and then maybe take over next year. This is not him. This is a guy who's going to be there with Damian Harris and Sony Michel. So this makes me wonder if there's something up with Sony Michel. They obviously love Damian Harris, and he's under contract for 2 more years. Sony's got 1 year left. He's got $1 million guaranteed, but that's basically the minimum. If he signed with another team, the Patriots wouldn't owe him anything. So I wonder if this means Sony Michel's future is in trouble.
Although he's not Sony Michel, obviously. You're saying this guy's thick, downhill runner.
No, but that's what Sony's supposed to be, your first and
he's
second down
running.
He's not
this big, though, right? 6 feet, 230?
No, he's not that big, but Sony Michel is your first and second down running back. He's not your third down back. And so they've already got Damian Harris. So they bring in another guy? Like, there's just not going to be that many seats at the table.
Quick note from his Wikipedia page, which is never wrong. he was suspended and missed the Peach Bowl.
What was it for?
Doesn't say.
So that's two of their four draft picks that got a suspension in college.
Yep.
Their guy yesterday tested positive.
But his was for weed. The Ronnie Perkins.
Was that what it was?
Yep.
Yeah,
Six games for weed?
Yep.
Come on.
And Ramondre was suspended for thinking that Bill Belichick faked that video after the draft.
He looks pretty agile for a thick guy in this video that I'm seeing. Ramondre, 7.2 yards per carry. And it was a failed drug test before the Peach Bowl. So some kind of, well, I guess that could have been weed too. You never know.
So wait, this kid is from Oklahoma?
He's from second Oklahoma pick. So they have two Bama guys and two Sooners.
Again, Belichick just relying on his guys. And
Lincoln Riley.
Maybe that's not the worst strategy this year because the 2020 season was so messed up. You know, the film is so unusual. Let's just rely on the big schools that we know got good coaching and they played full schedules. But, you know, are they really doing their homework? Are they really looking into these draft prospects, or are they just taking, you know, Bill's guys?
Well, good news for him, though. He was Ramondre in the next season. He was the MVP of the Cotton Bowl, so redeemed himself.
The here's a tweet from Mark Daniels, Providence Journal is a good one. Patriots enter this season with three contract year running backs. Michelle, White, Bolden. So here you got a guy that, so they did need some depth there, right, Ben? I mean, you're looking at it like they this is a future pick for them, possibly.
Or yeah, insurance. I mean, at minimum, Sonny Michel, this is probably his last year. I can't imagine there's any way they pick up his fifth-year option and then...
And Bolden's special teams more than running back.
Right. So, I think they... I mean, really, they needed someone to replace Rex Burkhead because he's not back yet, and he's more of a pass catcher. So, this guy is not a Rex Burkhead replacement, and that's not to say that... You know, the composition of your running back room has to be the same every year, but you've got one pass catcher in James White. You've got a bunch of first down between the tackles guys. They need another receiver. Again, this makes me wonder if Sonny Michel might be on the outs a little bit.
Called by the NFL Network a wrecking ball of a runner. So,
ooh, fullback?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, he's a good pass protector. This one write-up talks about him at the Senior Bowl. He impressed as a pass protector guy. So it sounds like they want to – this is a Mac Jones sort of – we're keeping you safe guy, right? We're going to run the ball. We're going to protect you. Obviously, Trent Brown coming back is going to help that as well in the offseason.
Well, I mean, that is one reason I do think they felt comfortable picking Mac Jones is because they've, I think, done a good job with their offensive line and building the pieces around him. The quarterback was really just the last piece. But he's not going to be running for his life in, you know, with that Patriots offensive line in front of him. I know they lost Tooney, but I think they've got really good depth on the offensive line, and that's going to help him succeed more than anything.
And it's Ramondre. According to the Oklahoma.
Not Ramondre.
Right.
Ramondre Stevenson.
Yep.
All right. So, and what do you think of Barmore and Perkins, by the way? Get your view of those two guys.
Boring picks, safe picks, you know, from Alabama and Oklahoma, the big programs. Barmore, I've heard, you know, people rave about him. He was the top defensive tackle in the draft. I've heard he could be a little bit of a knucklehead at times, and he showed that in his press conference the other day. And so maybe that's why he fell. He was a green room guy, and he fell all the way to the second round. But, you know, a nice safe pick, defensive tackle. It reminds me a little bit of Dominique Easley. Maybe that's not a fair comparison. Uh-oh, but another geez. Talented guy who fell and was viewed as a little bit of a knucklehead. So we'll see about Barmore. A safe pick, a little bit of a boring pick. And same with Parsons, you know, another edge guy that they can develop behind Matthew Judon. But you know what? They took the quarterback, so we're not allowed to complain. They made the big sexy pick.
If you had to pick on one end of the spectrum is rebuild, the other end is going for it. Where are the Patriots?
Oh, they're so obviously going for it. They're not.
They're nothing, not rebuilding at all.
No, I mean they bought 11 new starters in free agency. That's not rebuilding. To me, implies through the draft that you're going to draft.
Well, you just got Mac Jones. You got a kind of a future quarterback.
Right. He's the piece for the future. He's kind of the long term piece, but everything else is about short term. Let's win this year. Let's win next year. Let's get Belichick the wins record past Shula. Let's get Belichick and Kraft their next ring so they could keep up with Tom Brady. So, no, I don't think they're rebuilding. I think they're definitely going for it, and they're taking unusual tack. I mean, Robert Kraft, I thought, was very smart when he said, you know, we usually make fun of the teams that do this, and he's right. It usually doesn't work out this way. So we'll see if Belichick, the coach, can make it work.
By the way, Ramondre obviously goes by Dre because Ronnie Perkins has tweeted out, "Yes, sir, Dre Day." So it's Dre Day.
And Tom Brady just called Ramondre to wish him good luck with the Patriots.
Let him know how it's going to go, you know?
All right, Fitzy and Mego are in. They had the big spotlight on them on Thursday night at the Patriots facility. Draft party hosts, you know. Fitzy interviewed Kraft one-on-one. Mego interviewed Belichick one-on-one. So I'm sure they got some insight on this. And they'll be on for the next... 3 hours, and the Patriots pick at fifth round at 33 in that round, and then 2 6-rounders and a 7th-rounder, Ben. So.
I think I heard Belichick grumble to Mego, "Can you believe they made me take a quarterback at 15?
Ooh, got to listen back to that.
You got to report some of this stuff. This is juicy. Kraft,
we already have the audio.
Pick.
We're fine.
Oh, we're going to post that shortly.
We can totally mess with it.
See you next week, Ben. Welcome back.
Yeah, hopefully. Let's do it.
All right, Fitzy and Mego on the way. See you, Curtis.